Well, with the very apropos theme of the joy of being together again, the Mount Angel Oktoberfest is back live and in person, running September 16th through the 19th in, of course, the beautiful Bavarian town of Mount Angel in the heart of the Willamette Valley. Joining us this morning, give us an early preview, is the head of marketing and public relations for Oktoberfest, Monica Boxler. And Monica joins us this morning. Monica, great to talk with you again.
Hey, Dave, I was delighted to hear I could come on today. I'm excited about it. Thank you for having me.
Well, absolutely. It is such a joy to hear. The joy of being together again is the theme of the Oktoberfest. And it's so fun because I'm looking at the Oktoberfest website right now, which is oktoberfest.org. That's October with a K, fest.org. And I love it because up here you have a counter. And as I'm looking at it, it is 57 days, 3 hours, 35 minutes, and 59, 58, 57, 56 seconds to Oktoberfest. So that's so fun to see the counter there to know how long we have until Oktoberfest. But it is back, and I know all of you who work so hard to put this wonderful family event together are so excited to do it again.
Yes, we're excited, and I laugh because that counter, you know, provides a bit of stress for the board because we look at it and we go, oh my goodness, it's 60 days or less.
That's right.
That's funny. Which is good for us. And for us this year, the theme was so easy. It was not even, I said, I think I'm doing this one. And nobody complained. It's
right.
Like, yes, the joy of being together again. We want this badly. And I think everybody else does too.
Well, that's true because, you know, how many now Oktoberfest? What number is this? Because it's such a great history.
Well, this will be our 56th.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's, you know, the history of it is really deep in the valley here. And we just, it's become such a big part of income for so many groups. You know, we have a half a dozen Knights of Columbus. We have a dozen churches. We have school groups that generally get a lot of funding through the Oktoberfest from their food booths. And this year it's like, or last year it was kind of like, oh, what are we going to do now?
Right.
So people of course got creative, but we regretted not being able to offer them that opportunity.
Yeah. And I'm thinking back of the 56th year now on your 56th Oktoberfest. You may not know the answer to this, but was last year the only year in that 55 year run that it had to be canceled?
Well, and we technically didn't cancel it. We had our Zoo House edition.
That's true.
Yeah. So we still say that we've held it every year. Last year was not our finest and one we'd rather not go back to.
Right.
But, you know, we've had it every year. What I've been having trouble with is we've always had as many kickoff dinners as we have had Oktoberfest.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it's like, oh, I can't say that it's the 56th kickoff dinner because that didn't happen.
Gotcha.
So my counts are off here a little bit.
Yes. Well, that's okay. Monica Boxler, head of marketing and public relations for Oktoberfest in Mount Angel, September 16th through the 19th. The theme of this year, the joy of being together again and how true that is. So let's talk about it. So what will be happening at this year's Oktoberfest?
Well, it's going to be pretty much normal. There are only two things that I know of that are not going to happen. One of them is that one of the booths has bowed out, and they did this months ago. I'm not sure if they made the decision now that they would have bowed out, but they've chosen to. And it was the one with the corn. People who know this booth will know it. It was the one that just did corn on the cob, and it was down on, it's down one of the side streets.
Right.
And it was the Kaiser Knights. The Kaiser Fire Department decided not to do their corn this year. Hopefully they may change their mind and come back. And the other thing that I think a lot of our listeners will be interested in, and I'm disappointed to report, is that the Abbey shuttles won't be running.
Okay.
They will still be open for visitors, but it will be this way. It'll decrease just naturally the number of people that wind up there. They just want to ease back in, I think, post-COVID a little more gradual. So the prayer times will still be on our schedule. So people will be welcome to find their own transportation up there. But they said, let's not do the shuttles this year.
Right. And of course, the beautiful St. Mary's Church right there in downtown Mount Angel, usually open for tours.
Oh, it'll be open for tours. And we'll still, I'm excited to say, we are going to have the concerts will still be in there, and mass times will still be their normal mass times. Everyone is welcome, and our new pastor, Father Ralph, is going to be learning this and how it works. Father Philip had it down to a science after 18 years.
Well, I mean, there's so many activities. I mean, again, the food booths, the entertainment, and the fest hall. Got to talk about the fest hall.
Oh, yeah. The fest hall will be full. We'll be live. We get to have the German band back this year. I bought tickets, so we know they're coming. So we're really excited about that. It was so hit and miss.
Right.
That we weren't sure if we'd be able to do it. But yeah, borders have opened up, so we're excited to have them. The fest hall will be full. We'll have lots of different beer selections down there. We were just doing that selection process the other day and met with the folks who are going to supply for us. And boy, they're as excited to have this going as we are, because it just feels so good to get everybody together again. So there'll be the fest hall, which will be the beer garden. The wine garden will be going. The alpine garden will be going. We're going to have tickets for those three on sale. But as always, guys, I just want to emphasize, you can purchase tickets ahead if you want. No need to. You can always just walk up to the gate and get your wristband, your ticket right then, and go in. So we're really expecting things will be just normal. And of course, there'll be the kindergarten, and there'll be the concerts at the church and the concerts at the bandstand. And there'll be a couple of small venues where you can pick up a beer if you want with all the food from the streets. So, yeah, we really do expect this to be live, fun, and going in full force this year.
That's great. So kickoff party, do you have an opening event?
Yeah. So the week before, the Saturday before, it's going to be the 11th this year, we've always done a kickoff party. And to start with, so kind of some history on it, the kickoff party they sold tickets to, and it would be a dinner and a gathering. And what it was the time they earned enough money to buy the things they needed to make Oktoberfest run,
right,
pay their initial bills. Well, now the kickoff party is just to have fun.
Great.
And to kind of relax the town and just say, okay, guys, here we are. We're going in. And that will be happening again this year. But it's the Jervis Knights of Columbus make us their famous chicken dinner. And it is... it is dinner and beer, and the German band's going to be there this year. So we have our live entertainment with Don Al Music Hunten. And just always a great time. And it starts at 7 and goes until about midnight.
Excellent. Again, that is on September 11th.
That's the 11th.
Yep. Again, recommend folks go to the website, oktoberfest.org. That's October with a K, fest.org. Oktoberfest coming up September 16th through the 19th, live and in person, the joy of being together again. And it's always a joy to talk with Monica Boxler. She is the marketing and public relations person for Oktoberfest. Monica, great to talk with you. So excited to bring the news to folks. And we'll certainly talk again before the event, and just look forward to it.
That sounds awesome. Thank you so much, Dave. And we'll talk with you and Brenda again soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
God bless.